The message of Muharram. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartfelt condolences to you on the advent of the month of mourning. On Friday, August 21st, is the first day of the month of Muharram, and consequently the beginning of the new lunar year, 1442 Hijri, although the Prophet of Islam did not migrate from Mecca to Medina on this day. His migration was on the first of the month of Rabiul Awwal, but since one of the early caliphs or political rulers of the Islamic State, when fixing the lunar year, more than a decade after the passing away of the Prophet, decided to keep the date of the Days of Ignorance as the start of the new Islamic year, the first of Muharram has come to be, unfortunately, marked as the first day of lunar calendar year. Anyway, devout Muslims have never celebrated the first of Muharram with festivities because of the heart-rending tragedy that occurred in this month in 61 AH, when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was martyred along with his male family members and friends in Karbala in order to unmask hypocrisy and preserve humanitarian values. In other words, Muharram and his life-inspiring mourning ceremonies are considered a catalyst for triumph of truth over falsehood by most world Muslims, especially in Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Bahrain, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Yemen, Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and other places. Whatever the circumstances, the devotees of Prophet's Ahl al-Bayt or Blessed Household have over the past millennium commemorated the tragedy of Karbala with elaborate mourning ceremonies in this month. This year will be no exception. Although, because of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping across the world, the Muharram gatherings will strictly follow the rules and regulations set by medical experts in conformity with the religious authorities. By maintaining proper social distancing, sanitation measures, wearing of masks, and checking of temperatures and oxygen levels of the devotees visiting the Husseiniyas and mosques. Another feature this year will be the online mourning assemblies in order to prevent crowding and to facilitate the spread of the message of Muharram to homes through computers and TVs. Stay with us for a special feature in this regard. And think not of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead, nay, they are alive and by their Lord well provided. What you heard are the words of the Almighty Creator in Ayah 169 of Surah Al-Imran of the Noble Quran to describe those who are martyred in the way of God. For his part, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the immortal martyr of Karbala, has said, I do not wish a death for myself other than martyrdom, while life among the unjust would be unbearable. So it has once again arrived, the month of Muharram, and its memories of the greatest tragedy that the world has ever seen, and will never see the like of it in future. It is the month when blood, including that of a six-month-old boy, triumphed over sharpened swords. It is the month which each year jolts human conscience and reminds mankind of its duties towards religion and society. It is thus irreligious to indulge in outward modes of worship alone, leaving social, cultural, political, and other issues which govern human life in the hands of charlatans. Likewise, it is self-deception to ignore the divine law and give free rein to whimsical ideas of the fallible mind, thereby allowing the faith of the people to slip into a state of social injustice, which in turn provides breeding ground for would-be Yazids. This is the message of Muharram, the month of life-inspiring mourning ceremonies. In other words, the first of Muharram is not a day of celebration, as is unfortunately done in some Arab states, which seem oblivious to the great sacrifice of the Prophet's grandson. Such celebrations, on the pretext of the start of the so-called New Year, are nothing but practices of the days of Jahiliyyah. In view of the fact that the Prophet's auspicious migration from Mecca to Medina was not on the eve of Muharram, but on the eve of Rabiul Awwal. So such frivolities are nothing but plots to distance Muslims from the essence of Islam, as preached by the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt and guarded by their sacred blood. Muharram is a time for reflection for Muslims, and the best way of pondering on facts are the mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the martyrs of Karbala that could indeed part of the Prophet's sunnah wa seerah, that is, practice and behavior. Islam does not permit Muslims to indulge in wild celebrations such as dancing and drinking, as is done in Persian Gulf, Arab states, and Egypt. Islam also does not allow Muslims to shed the blood of fellow Muslims, as the Takfiris and other deviated groups practice today by massacring Muslims. This is surely not what was taught to us by the Messenger of Mercy. With the start of Muharram, the blood of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, becomes fresh, as the hearts of the faithful turn towards Karbala in Iraq, the rendezvous of martyrs, where the hypocrisy of the godless Umayyads was unmasked to show them in their true pagan Arab colors. Muharram is thus the month that jolts human conscience to expose the roots of terrorism, which in our days is trying to tarnish the humanitarian image of Islam. This is evidenced by the bestial ways of the Salafis and similar groups that shamelessly call themselves Muslims, while in practice, they have nothing to do with the egalitarian laws of Islam. The eating raw of the bodily organs of human beings, as the Takfiris do in the occupied parts of Syria and Iraq, are certainly not Islamic acts, even if they are mischievously called jihadis and puritanical Muslims by the Zionist-supported Western media. Islam teaches us the highest form of humanitarian values. Islam means adherence to the letter and spirit of the Noble Quran, coupled with love, affection, and obedience to the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. Islam means resistance against oppressors and readiness to court martyrdom for the defense of humanitarian values as taught by Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This is the message of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This is what the grandson of the Prophet of Islam stood for and drank the cup of martyrdom so that humanity could have a worthy model in every age and climate against the forces of oppression and exploitation.